Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars. And we have a fantastic guest for you. He hails from Middle Tennessee State University and one of our favorite guys all time on the show. We followed him from his freshman year all the way out, Richie James, the standout receiver, also plays for the 49ers. But Tyshawn Render is the man that's on the show today doing his thing. And Tyshawn, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's doing pretty good. Jay got done training. So, you know, I'm feeling pretty good about the pro day. Feel like I'm getting a great preparation for it.
And you're one of the, you know, it's fortunate that you're having your pro day. A lot of schools are, canceling pro days, prolonging them to another date. It has to be a little bit of a relief that you're going to be able to do your thing in front of these scouts.
Oh, yeah, it's a relief that I get one more chance to showcase my talent and showcase, you know what I'm saying, what I can bring to the table and what I, you know what I'm saying, what I'm about. So, like, it's really just a blessing because this is all I really love to do.
That way you do it very well. Now, I was actually at the Combine during the week of the Combine, covering the Combine, but one of the biggest stories coming out of the Combine wasn't at Indianapolis. It was Bill Belichick paying you a visit down on the campus to work you out. We have to talk about that before we get into what makes you the prospect you are. I mean, how was that, knowing that one of the most iconic, legendary coaches wants to spend some time and know you as a man and watch you work out privately?
It was just a surreal experience. Like, I didn't want to change anything I would do on the normal. I didn't want to change the person, you know what I'm saying, the player I am. I just wanted to show him the real me and be myself and showcase what I can do to him. But, like, at the same time, I just didn't want this story to be the topic of my whole football career. Like, I'm beyond a workout. I'm beyond, you know what I'm saying, interviews. And, I mean, you know what I'm saying, I'm beyond just an article. Like, I want to showcase.
Right.
I'm just glad I can showcase my talent and showcase what I've been working hard for since I started playing football. So it's just like, it was a blessing, though, to be under somebody so great. Like, it's like arguably one of the best coaches to ever step on the sideline of an NFL field.
Yeah,
so that was like a great experience.
Oh, it had to be fabulous. And again, it probably puts a little satisfaction in all the hard work that you've done over your lifetime to get where you're at, that, you know, a guy like that is, you know, paying a little bit of homage, if you will, to, you know, the things that you're trying to accomplish as you move forward. So let's kind of go back and rewind a little bit. I mean, growing up, I mean, I love your athleticism. I think that's one of my favorite traits that you bring to the table. But with that said, have you always had that athleticism growing up? I mean, were you the more gifted kid playing sports at a very young age?
Yeah, I'm the youngest of five siblings. So I got three big brothers who I always played ball with. So I always competed against people older than me. And, you know what I'm saying, had more talent than me. So that helped me a lot. At first, I used to get picked on, used to run in the house crying because everybody blocked my shot or everybody tackled me too hard, you know what I'm saying? So, but my dad, he just always told me, just stay out there. Just keep grinding, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your best against them because that's when the game's going to slow down for your age ball type thing. So it was just, I mean, he also put me in three different sports. I grew up playing baseball, basketball, and football. In middle school, I ran track and played soccer as well. So I stayed around sports as I was growing up anyway. That's really all I ever did.
Wow, that's awesome. So it's very well-rounded. Once again, Tyshawn Render, the standout from Middle Tennessee State University, kind enough to take some time prior to Pro Day and the upcoming 2020 NFL Draft and shed some light on what this young man brings to the table. So you're starting to develop. You know, you're not running in the house anymore. You're probably making the other guys starting to run into their house the way you're hitting them and blocking their shots. So kind of take us through it. I mean, you know, what positions, I guess, did you play in high school, and then how did you kind of find yourself excelling on that defensive end and, you know, on the defensive side of the football?
Actually, I started off playing linebacker and receiver in high school. But my 10th grade year, our coach came up to me and was like, do you know how to, you know what I'm saying, get to the quarterback? And I was like, anything to get me on a varsity squad, of course I'm going to try. You know what I'm saying? So he was just like, that's all I need, somebody that's going to give me go out 100%. And then, like, I started developing myself as a pass rusher and, you know what I'm saying, learn how to set the edge and all the different techniques you need to be a nice defensive end. But, like, playing receiver, doing the footwork drills, doing the route tree, working my hands off the line, that all helped me out as a defensive end as well. So, like, I played that all the way until my senior year. Like, DN, ever since my sophomore season, it was straight defensive end and wide receiver drill. And
wow.
I had a, you know what I'm saying, nice season. Yeah, it was just something that came out of nowhere. It was just a blessing. Like, then my coach gave me the opportunity to play both sides of the ball.
And you've made the most of it, and then you arrive at Middle Tennessee State, and, you know, you start carving out your career. Let me ask you this, because, you know, it doesn't matter what program you're in. I mean, I think everybody's, you know, long-term goal is it being the opportunity that you've created for yourself. But when do you get the real sense that, you know, what you're doing on a Saturday afternoon can allow you the opportunity to possibly make a living in a National Football League on a Sunday? I mean, do the coaches keep telling you, saying, hey, man, keep doing what you're doing? Do you have some great games against guys that are in the league? I mean, kind of when do you get that real sense?
I just didn't let that get to my head. Like, every day I came with the same intensity. You can turn on any practice film. I'd rather people watch how I practice than how I play in a game, because I treat practice just like it's a game. So it's just, you know what I'm saying, once you cut on the film, you're going to see my jersey at the end of each play. We call it the camera club. So once the beginning of the play starts, our coach will run it through until the whistle is blown at the end of every play. And I made sure my jersey was going to be in the camera club every single time. So I take pride in chasing the ball. I just take pride in stuff like that. And it just translates to the game. You make more plays. You know what I'm saying? You get the real speed of the game when you have a great scout team to give you looks. So I really, you know what I'm saying, applaud our scout team that we had, and I applaud everybody that was involved in, you know what I'm saying, helping me get a great look of how the game is going to be played. And I just really took practice real serious. That's like, I never just looked past what my task at hand. Like, the league, you know what I'm saying? Of course, everybody who plays football, dang near want to go to the league for sure. But at the same time, you got to make it through. You got to get through your days. You know what I'm saying? You got to make it.
Right.
You got to go hard
and
practice every day.
You got to work to get
there. Yeah, you got to work your butt off to get there.
Yeah, yep. He said, hype never paid the bills, and that's always stuck with me. You got to do the work to get it done. If you don't, it's just hype. And I'm so glad you brought up the camera club because, you know, watching the highlights I could and what I could of you, I get it now. But now it also it coincides with you being around and making so many plays from different variables. You know, you're not a one-trick pony. I mean, you know, you can drop in coverage. You force fumbles. I mean, pass breakups. Tackles for loss. I mean, you're really everywhere around the field. So you explaining yourself that, it really, when I think about watching you and seeing all the numbers, it really comes all into, like, you know, to fruition, I guess, is this is the guy that, you know, Tyshawn Render, the standout that we're talking to. Now, you know, Coach Belichick was down there. You're going to have your pro day, and I don't know what are, you know, interactions with teams that you've had, but if you're in this film room with these scouts, I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, this is your opportunity to say, listen, this is what these guys are going to love about me when they break down the tape.
They're going to love the fact that I'm a guy that knows what's going on every single play I'm out there on the field. Like, not only do I take pride in learning what I have to do, I take pride in learning what the guys beside me have to do and behind me, so I know where my help is. So, like, me being able to explain why I'm doing a certain pass rush or why I'm going inside because I know I have help outside by my Sam backer. Or why am I going inside and my tackle is wrapping around me? Because, you know what I'm saying, we have that type of adjustment on certain plays, and I understand when I can give him that call to, you know what I'm saying, wrap, and when I can give him that call to go inside. So it's just like me paying attention to details in the meeting, in the film rooms and getting that extra film, you know what I'm saying, taking pride in learning what others have to do around me. I feel like they really appreciate the fact that I'm willing to learn. I'm just not, you know what I'm saying, satisfied with just doing my job. I'm trying to do my job. As my coach said, we do our job and some.
I love it. Does anything go unnoticed? And we just ask this to benefit you. I mean, this is your show, and we want to give you as much love as we can and let these guys at the next level know you. I mean, they know you already, but is there anything the tape doesn't reveal that they need to know about? I mean, team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. Maybe you could have dropped in coverage, or maybe you could have blitzed more. What do these guys need to know about you that they won't see on tape, but definitely a big boost to get you on that 53-man roster?
I mean, I'm saying I am a hustle player. I did win the Grinders Award for my senior season. I was the captain on kickoff, the captain on punt for 3 years. So, you know what I'm saying? I take great pride in my special teams as well. I'm not just a person that's going to do – I want to just do defense and, you know what I'm saying, rush quarterbacks and stuff like that. Anything to help a team get a win that I'm on, I'm willing to do it. I can be a long snapper for all I care. Like anything I can do to help us win, I'm a competitor. So at the end of the day, I'm about winning. Yeah, I'm just about winning. So if you know what I'm saying, I'm just a guy like that. I'm just a hard-nosed grinder.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think any team eyeing you up right now, I think just the way that you handled Belichick, you know, coming down the campus, like you said, it wasn't about you. It wasn't some big hype. You know, you're not going to deny the opportunity. You're going to welcome it with open arms. But again, love how you said that wasn't going to defy you. That was just a stepping stone to where you want to get. And having you on the show, man, you could just get the sense that, you know, no nonsense, down to earth, about working and getting better, being a winner and helping others.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm taking from the show, man. I think you come across as a fantastic character guy. And we already know the athletic ability. I mean, we see that, and that's why you're at this point. But like I said, excited to see where you're going to land in about a month. Hey, we're almost out of time, but we got to ask, I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody at that next level?
I did get some comparisons from coaches and stuff like that. Like, they see me as a Chandler Jones. I got the size. I can have the size of Von Miller, but, you know what I'm saying, they want me to just – I just take that all into consideration. But at the same time, they're already in the league. I gotta grind every day, and I want to be – I don't want to have my peak at what their talent is. I don't want to set my feet either higher, you know what I'm saying, or the best that I can be. I want to be the best that I can be. I want to be known for Tyshawn Renner. I want my name to be known. So it's just like, I don't base my play off of somebody else. I do watch film. I do watch some of the greats, you know what I'm saying. I do see what it takes to get to where they are. But at the same time, everybody don't have the same path. Everybody's not on the same route to the league. So it's just like, for instance, everybody didn't have the opportunity to work out with Belichick. But at the same time, that's a stepping stone for me. But that didn't do nothing. I'm not signed on a team after that workout right there. I still got work to do. I got a 2-year-old to feed.
Yeah.
So it's just like, So I really got a why I'm doing this and why I go so hard and why I'm so hard on myself. I'm my biggest critic.
I can tell you're a determined man. I can tell you. I mean, I've been doing these shows for over a decade. I mean, I've talked to thousands of prospects. I mean, I know when a kid gets it. I know when a kid's focused like yourself, and you definitely come across. Well, we really are out of time, and I could keep you on for another hour, but we're almost out of time. But a couple quick, we like to have some fun before we end the show. Now, you said you're the father of a 2-year-old, so I have to ask, what is their favorite childhood show, and do you know the theme song to that show, and do you sing it sometimes?
I don't know the theme song to it, but it's morphle. It's a little red thing that can it can morph into anything that needs at the time. She always, let's watch Morphle, Daddy. Let's watch Morphle. That, and she loves Elsa. So, you know, the let it go.
Oh, yeah.
Let it go.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Guys,
I just,
yeah.
I can be a kid around her. We have fun. I'll get to see her in the next couple of days when I go back to Georgia. So I'm excited about that before I head out to go to my pro day. So I get to see her, watch a little Morphle and watch probably Frozen with her before I go.
Hey, that's what it's about. I love it. And then the final one, on the weekend of the draft, I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends, your daughter. Who's the best cook in your family, and what do you want that person to make as you kind of celebrate your next journey to the next level of your football life?
The best cook? I had to say my dad. My dad, you can put him on the – I'm going to put him on the grill. I got to have me some grilled chicken, burgers, you know what I'm saying? Probably he may throw on some brats or some hot dogs, something like that. But I really like baked beans and burgers. They're my favorite. And macaroni and cheese. That's my favorite plate at a cookout.
Man,
so I'm going to have to make – I
got
to make sure I get one of those meals.
So, hey, Pops has been warned. He knows what his son wants. Your son has proclaimed it. Hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. We can't wait to find out how this shakes out for you. You got a tremendous directory moving forward, and we love it. But, hey, appreciate your time. Safe travel. Stay healthy, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Tyshawn Render, the standout for Middle Tennessee State. Kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And I'm telling you, man, you just got to love the way that kid came across. I mean, he just gets it, you know. And, again, he's not resting on anything that he's done. They're just, again, the foundation of what he's about to do. You got to love guys with that type of mindset. Like, and I loved how he said, Belichick came there, but that didn't get him in the league. You know, it's great. It's something fun to talk about. But at the end of the day, it's just something that happened, and he has to get to the next level. So keep an eye on him. He's one of these kids. And, you know, I forgot to ask him, but he got that 3-4. 4-3 body, you know what I mean? I'm sure teams are going to view him in a lot of different ways because he's that versatile and he has the size and ability to kind of do that. But, again, he's going to be one you watch. As always, we appreciate you stopping by, joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.